AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities are waiting to confirm the identity of the suspect in a deadly shooting at Canfield Mountain, a popular scenic and biking area near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says two firefighters were killed and a third badly injured as they responded to a report of a brush fire.
We do believe that the suspect started the fire, and we do believe that it was an ambush. And it was intentional.
Norris says the injured firefighter made it through surgery, but is fighting for his life. President Trump calls for a deal on the war in Gaza as signs of progress emerge.
Make the deal in Gaza, get the hostages back. President Trump writing on his social media early Sunday. This comes as Israeli hostage families continue to rally for an end to the war with Hamas. Ruby Hen is the father of American-Israeli hostage Itai Hen.
It is time for us to pause and adopt President Trump's policy of peace.
Israel says plans are being made for Prime Minister Netanyahu to travel to Washington in the coming weeks, a sign there may be movement on a new deal. His top cabinet minister, Ron Dermer, was set to travel to D.C. this week for talks on a ceasefire. Trump raised expectations Friday for a deal, saying there could be a ceasefire agreement within the next week. I'm Julie Walker.
Witnesses and medics in Gaza say Israeli forces have killed at least 22 people and wounded 20 others when they fired on crowds returning from a food aid site. The Israeli military says it's reviewing the incidents. The Senate begins this morning meeting trying to advance President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. An all-night session to consider an endless stream of proposed amendments to the package was abruptly postponed. This is AP News. The fate of Sean Diddy Combs rests in the hands of a jury.
Jurors are expected to start deliberating in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering case today. The jury of eight men and four women will weigh charges that could put the hip-hop mogul in prison for life. The 55-year-old Combs has pleaded not guilty. Jurors heard 7 weeks of sometimes graphic and emotional testimony about Combs' propensity for violence and his sexual appetite. Defense lawyers acknowledge that Combs could be violent, but maintain that the sex acts were consensual. In all, 34 witnesses testified, headlined by two of Combs' former girlfriends, Cassie and a woman testifying under the pseudonym Jane. Julie Walker, New York.
Only 36% of Democrats say they're extremely or very proud to be an American. That's according to a new Gallup poll. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.